Good day, everybody. Brian here on a second podcast for the day, March 6th. I'm on a real roll here, I guess you could say, back to focusing on everything. Anyways, let's get into the next podcast on eFinancialCareers.com. Name of the article is A Star 27-Year-Old Hedge Fund Manager Wants Some More Quants in London. I'm going to go over the article, but I'm just going to leave it. Keep in mind these comments I'm going to list at the bottom. It says, well, he's no marketer, that's for sure. Who wants to work night and day in a bull market? Okay, there's that. And then remember this. Great comment. He is not the nicest person. He learns, needs to learn a lot if he wants to last in the industry outside Fascinera. All right, so what are we talking about here? So this guy named Nikita Fadiev, he is considered not a average human being. He's 26, ran a hedge fund. He worked all day and night. Now he's 27, and he's running a fund. And he's at 27 and a half, and he's hiring some people. This is what he said. Let me just make sure I'm not. Okay, this is what he said. We're actively seeking to expand our team by recruiting top-tier quants and developers, aiming to scale our operations and extend our lead further. If you haven't heard my previous podcast that involved IMC, you would think they're the best. So you have another, the competition's fierce in this space. He says, this guy, Fadiv, says, this year marks a critical phase as we anticipate an influx of new entrants and existing players striving to scale up and assert their dominance. I guess IMC would be one of them. So this guy was featured in Forbes Under 30. He's a math graduate from University of St. Andrews in Scotland, head of Fascinera Digital Crypto Hedge Fund. He was written about, and he had an $80 million in assets under management. This guy's a fiend, as I call him. If you don't know another person on my YouTube channel over at Quant Labs, go look up London Quant. This guy is very similar to the work ethic. So I've kind of known people close to this, but this is what this Fadiv guy says about the crypto winter ends. 2024 is promising. We are now witnessing a full-fledged bull market brimming with opportunities. I have to confirm with that as it's hitting all-time highs with Bitcoin and the like in crypto space. Bloomberg reported last week, crypto traders have been working until 3 a.m. to cope with the crypto asset resurgence in popularity. Fadiv confirms that everyone is working hard. The intensity is palpable. Our team is committed to navigating these volatile winds with precision, often tirelessly, into the night and over weekends to ensure smooth operations. Now, I like this at the bottom of Financial Careers. So remember the comments I said earlier, but also here's something interesting on eFinancial Careers. Bear with us if you leave a comment at the bottom of the article. All our comments are moderated by human beings. Sometimes these human beings might be asleep or away from their desks, or may take a while from what your comment. Eventually, unless it's offensive or libelous, in which case it won't. So I guess they won't approve the comment unless it's one of those two. In my mind, this guy is a fiend, as I said, this Fadiv guy. I can confirm the last Bitcoin rocket to the moon, they call it, Bitcoin to the moon. When I had Binance in the future space, derivative space, I had a bot that I wrote. Basically, it was to simulate. And I'm not kidding you when I say this. It started in November 2020, I believe. And it was you could consider a high frequency trading bot in November. And it started with one full Bitcoin, which was at $17,000 at the time. And then it mushroomed to well over 60 some odd thousand following year. That little bot, it would only trade because of volume, either Bitcoin or Ethereum. That's all it focused on. And it went from 17,000 in about 3-4 months, from $17,000 to over $2.1 million. and that was in the derivatives market. It would pound, like if it was a high profile opportunity, which was sub-second, that was how it was designed, all in Python, all on Binance. It was all simulation, as I said. Went from 17 grand to 2.1 million in about 4 months. It would create full Bitcoin all the time, and there were tons and tons of trades. There was so much momentum in the crypto space at that time. There's no leverage added to this at all, but there was just so much volume, so many simulated mock positions. It went crazy from 17 grand. And I say that with the volume, and believe me, when this guy's saying he's up until 3 a.m., the volume and the opportunity to make here is immense. I can tell you firsthand. The profit was 2.1 million in a very short period of time. There was a dip, I believe, November, December, and then it just bounced back and literally able to double your cash from about a million to 2.1 million. I probably have an equity curve somewhere kicking around, but just verbally, it is very possible to get that kind of profit in a very short period of time. And it would only trade a full Bitcoin or a full Ethereum for every single position. The commissions paid out was also similar. So it was about 450,000 in commission. So about roughly just under 25% for commission. So you would have done very well if this was real. When he says he's trying to manage the volatility and all that, and the volume, probably this thing's taking the accounts going and the technology, I believe it. So yeah. So here's the comments again. If you want to work day and night to make that kind of return, that's what you got to do. And if that's what he's demanding of his employees, that's what he's entitled to do. So when you get, well, he's no marketer, that's for sure. Who wants to work night and day in a bull market? LOL. Well, in my mind, you don't deserve to be in trading unless you already got your bot working for you. Even if it's working, you want to make sure it's always working to get that kind of volume. But it's no surprise there. And the follow-up was, great comment. He's not the nicest person. He doesn't need to be nice. He's trying to make money for himself and his team. I'm sure he's paying out some extreme bonuses for this. So he can do that. He learns to need to learn a lot to last in this industry. Listen, this guy, if he's getting these kind of crazy returns like I just listed, he doesn't need to last in the industry. He's trading for himself, all the power to him. He could be working for himself, and he's going to make more money than the majority of people. You think he needs to stay in the industry if he doesn't want to? He'll be a self-made millionaire, billionaire in no time, very short order. I can confirm what he's saying here. Anyways, I wanted to leave it at that. And yeah, it is all possible in this crazy crypto environment we're in right now. As I said, if you want to join in potential conversation over Discord, do that. I'll leave the Discord link. Get on the Substack that we've got to do more trading analytics. And also get on my email list if you want some tech trading PDFs as well. We will leave it at that. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.